you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Getting hyped for the show.
You look ridiculous.
Don't hate, congratulate.
Bring up the heat!
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. We're glad to have you with us here. Might be a kind of a tough night for Andy Fales.
Have we checked on him? Do we know he's doing okay?
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
Yeah. We know exactly how he's doing.
Okay.
515-282-9010 to sound off. The Toronto Raptors, coached by Carroll's Nick Nurse, Kemper alum.
Wow.
They're one win away from ending the Warriors dynasty without a three-peat.
I'll have more on that. We can talk hoops or the Stanley Cup or baseball, whatever you want. Hit us up right now, 515-282-9010 to sound off.
When you have a favorite team, one that can make your day or wreck your week, it's both blessing and curse. My friend Andy Fales loves the St. Louis Blues. Loves them in a way that you'd either find movingly admirable or slightly disturbing. Fandom isn't rational. To me, Andy's devotion is cool. I never had that. Andy says I'm better off. Why? Because he gets stressed. I'm talking pull your hair out stressed, which granted does seem like I'd be more afflicted and Andy not at all. Andy has developed multiple blues heartbreak coping mechanisms, chief among them the preemptive expectation of worst possible outcome. He blames decades of conditioning. Now, prior to this season, the Blues had never made it to the Stanley Cup final in Andy's lifetime, but there they were Sunday night at home. One win from Lord Stanley's Cup. A sports cynic like Andy never saw this coming. So in January, when the Blues were in last place, no reason for Andy to not plan a June fishing trip to Canada. Then the Blues started winning and never stopped, not for long. Andy's fishing in the middle of nowhere, and there's no streaming NBC Sports on Lac Seul. But he's waited his entire life for this moment. Enter the Good Samaritan. Andy and his friends, including Bryce Miller, asked a woman named Savannah if she'd open Canadian Legion Branch 238 in nearby Ear Falls, Ontario, so they could watch the hockey game. They're in Canada, land of ice and nice. Of course, Savannah said yes. A nervous, fidgety Andy watched intently and even turned down ice-cold Labatt's. Now, that's game face. Bryce promised to send video of Andy celebrating if the Blues won, but they did not. Andy now has to go through all this again Wednesday night. The greatest two words in sports, Game 7. Greatest 11 words, Game 7 from Canadian Legion Branch 238 in Ear Falls, Ontario. Andy will be sure the Blues are going to lose. It would be fun to see what happens at the Legion if he's wrong.
Yeah, man, we need a live cam on Andy for the entire Game 7. Imagine how much fun that would be. Okay, so the Toronto Raptors are one win away from winning the NBA championship. That's honestly a sentence I never thought I would write in my entire life, but here we are. Raptors are the feel-good story. Underdogs with a superstar that barely talks. We Iowans have taken a little more notice in Canada's team because of head coach Nick Nurse, the pride of Carroll Kemper. All over social media, I see basketball fans rooting against Golden State, against the latest NBA dynasty. Even casual fans expressing how much they want Golden State to lose. The Warriors are a perfect example of what happens to teams when they win too much. Fans turn on them. Success is okay, but only in limited quantities. And while many fans may say they can't stand the Warriors or always root against Golden State, truth is, those same fans are likely only watching because of the Warriors. How much would we care about these NBA Finals if it were Raptors-Nuggets or Raptors-Blazers? No offense to Denver and Portland. Dynasties are good for sports. Build them up, watch them win, tear them down, revel in their demise. The interest in these NBA Finals is solely because of Golden State. As much as Central Iowans are rooting for Nick Nurse, Toronto is not the draw. The Warriors are the villain on the verge of defeat, like Scar in The Lion King before being thrown off a Pride Rock. Villains help create heroes. Warriors fans want to see three titles in a row. Everyone else is on the Raptors bandwagon, ready to see the dynasty crumble.
Man, it's getting close. Yeah, I don't find the Warriors hateable at all, but it is interesting. 48 of 50 states generally are rooting for the Raptors, and they're from Canada.
And remember back in 2015 when the Warriors won their first title?
Oh, they were like the lovable team.
Yeah. Oh, it's just the team that bombs threes. Little Steph Curry running around taking down LeBron. Now that people hate the Warriors. Get them off the screen. They don't want them to win.
Ryan's in Fort Dodge talking Raptors and Warriors. Ryan, what do you think? Are the Raptors going to get this done?
I think they will. I didn't think it would happen even without Kevin Durant, but I think they got it.
Yeah, Kevin Durant did practice today. John, does that mean he's going to come back and name from the past, Willis Reed, pulling the old hero move, coming back? And what if he does play them all the way through a three-game winning streak?
I don't think they're going to go three.
No, I don't either. I think the Raptors look like the better team.
They look like the better team right now, and I think if the Raptors are going to win, they need to close it out in game five, because the last thing you want is the Warriors to get hot. You win that, then you go back to Golden State for game six, and Golden State can win that. Then you got to go back home for game seven. And what if Durant is starting to get healthy? So I think if the Raptors are going to win, they have to win this next game in Toronto.
Those crowds outside
Jurassic
watching.
Park.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is fantastic.
Those are the fans that you feel good for, you know, and I said that, you know, the NBA and these, you know, sports leagues, they need teams like Golden State for people to root against and for. But you do feel good for the diehard fans of, like, the Torontos and the lower market teams that get a chance, you know, to win a title.
And how about the gamble the Raptors took? They fired the NBA Coach of the Year. They bring in Nick Nurse. They also traded for Kawhi Leonard, which now seems obvious. But at the time, some people thought, that's a gamble maybe you shouldn't take.
Yeah, because he might not be coming back. I mean, who knows?
Right, right. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges. It's a big responsibility. He's up for it. J.S. from Johnston says,
I don't live in Johnston, by the way. J.S.
This is not you.
I don't live in Johnston.
You live in Urbandale?
Urbandale, yeah.
But like in the cake eater part of Urbandale, right? Out there in the fancy homes?
The fancy homes of Urbandale?
Yeah.
Where's that?
The cake eater section out there past the interstate.
Past the interstate? Anybody live? What?
A new heavyweight champ, Andy Dad Bod Ruiz Jr. Dad Bod, I think you called him.
Yeah, Dad Bod.
Did I skip by?
Wait,
one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, geez, don't get, you're talking Dad Bod.
Jeez. Man, did not mean for that to happen. Dad Bod Ruiz Jr. looks like former Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, the Soviet Slayer, Rulon Gardner, who has wrestled in Iowa many times. Tiny Ref, do you pull this together as a lookalike?
They're going strictly body. They're basically looking at the neck down.
All right, now, John Jokums says Channel 13 anchor Aaron Kiernan looks like Priscilla. Is it Faya? I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine.
She's from the series You, Me, Her. I have not seen this series, but I do think Aaron and Priscilla look alike. Does Tiny Ref agree? He does.
It's a good one.
All right, guys, the segment is called What's Bugging Andy, but there's no way I'm up for it tonight. No. Don't look so surprised. I'll explain next.
All right, it's time for another game of knockout. One has to go. Which do you knock out?
Arby's, Burger King, McDonald's, or Wendy's? I got a feeling this could get people riled up.
I'm knocking out Burger King. I've eaten at all of these many times. Burger King was high school basketball. That was usually our stop. The bus would pull over to the Burger King.
I can see Burger King. I think it's coming down to Burger King and Arby's for some. I think Burger King and Arby's.
Well, Arby's has the meats.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think it's as popular as Burger King.
Oh, man. Burger King's out.
All right.
It is time for What's Bugging Andy.
We go back to Friday when Andy appeared much more relaxed.
Much more.
All right. All cards on the table. I'm actually in Canada right now, and nothing is bugging me. That's because I'm fishing. You know, we should all have some hobby, some activity that flushes away our concerns and puts us in our, dare I say, our happy place. Seriously, fishing does that for me. I can go alone or with friends. I can go alone and then take friends to the spot that I figured out. It puts me out in nature, which I like. It's quiet and peaceful, which I need. It challenges me to try to understand the world of a fish, which I don't live in and can't even see. And I think that is a metaphor for our lives in general. Now, my dad is not a fisherman, nor were my grandfathers or my uncles. I learned fishing by myself, from the Boy Scouts, from my friends' dads, from watching Bill dance on Saturday mornings, and from going to Bass Pro Shops on winter weekends when the pros came in to lecture. It was something that I picked and I stuck with. When I was a kid, I liked to eat the fish that I caught, and sometimes I still do, but as I've grown older, I've found that all of the fish I've been most proud of have been ones that I have released back into their world after a brief visit into mine. I found that a photograph of the fish is a lot better than a mounted one. They're portable and versatile, and my wife doesn't cringe when I suggest displaying them in the family room. I'm not sure that fishing is a sport. I don't think fishermen are athletes. I just know that it's an activity that makes me want to get out and about, something to teach my kids and share with friends. It makes me remember my childhood and look forward to retirement. It's something that puts me into my place. And here's hoping that you've got that special something that puts you in yours. I'm Andy Fales, and that's why nothing is bugging me. But at least not this week.
That's probably not true.
Yeah. It's going to change tonight.
Yeah, shoot. Who's in your five? Coming up next, and more live calls, 515-282-9010. Troy is in Urbandale. Jeff is in West Des Moines. Michael is in for Big Sam tonight, taking your calls. Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Lots of responses to the knockout poll on fast food joints. Adam writes, BK's Burgers, Arby's Curly Fries, Wendy's Frosty, McDonald's has nothing special.
It's a bold statement right there. All right. Tim writes, McDonald's has rivaled Long John Silver's as having to be in close proximity of a comfortable toilet 20 minutes after consuming. Their food is complete garbage.
Jeez,
man. Sounds like people don't like McDonald's. Well, I guess we'll see in the final poll.
People get riled up, don't
they?
Who's in your five? RVTV Tour 2019 announced this week. It's like 6 years after we retired RVTV, I think.
It's like bigger than ever now.
Number five, Monday, Polk City.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, we'll get up early for that one. First time stop, another first timer Tuesday, and that is Ellsworth.
One of our smallest towns ever.
Not as small as Diagonal.
No.
Monday last year, Diagonal. No. Nice people, but 300 people, right? Wednesday's Rockwell City. Now that sounds like a party.
Yeah, I have it on good intel that Ed Wilson may move there after RVTV week.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
He loves it.
We have a repeat town Thursday, Humboldt, and this time no Thursday night football on NBC because this is the third week instead of the second week like it usually is.
Yeah, 1 year on RVTV, Humboldt, the town, ran out of beer.
ran out of beer on a weeknight.
Yeah.
And Friday we head to Ames, where Iowa State University has found a spot for us for more than two decades.
Didn't you used to park almost, we used to park almost on the field?
Yeah, right there, right like by the end zone.
Yeah.
We had a hot tub near the end zone.
Well, can we get that back?
The hot tub?
On the field.
Oh, maybe.
I bet if game day asked him, I think there's a hot tub on the field, they'd let him do it.
I think there's a build. There's like a bowled in end zone there now. That could be a problem.
Just give us a hot tub.
Just
on the
hot tub. You don't care.
We'll
where it
sit in the hot tub for the entire game.
Just get the hot tub. Jeff is in West Des Moines. Stanley Cup final. Jeff, what do you think? Are the Bruins going to close this out game seven at the Garden?
I'd like to say I'm a fan of Andy Fales and Justin Cerency. I'm a fan of the St. Louis Blues, but once Charles McAvoy came back, things are not looking good. And I'd give the Blues about a 30% chance, and I want that to happen.
They've been a good road team, right? That's a good sign.
Absolutely.
But this is a tall order, Game 7 at Boston.
Signs are pointing towards Boston winning at home. Don't you feel like that? I mean,
well, Jeff said 30%.
Yeah, that's probably correct. I mean, I feel like I want Blues fans to win because they haven't experienced in a long time, but I feel like signs are pointing towards.
They've never experienced it.
Never.
They've never won the cup.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You guys have a great night.
Yeah, you too. They were swept three times.
Yeah. So, but don't you feel like Boston is knocking down the door to win it again?
People are sick of Boston winning championships. They already have two in a row here. They've got the World Series and the Super Bowl. This would be three in a row, but you don't have to worry about the Celtics, right?
Yeah, they're not going to be in there for a while.
All right. Knockout results coming out. Did Wendy's get knocked out?
I doubt it. They got good Frosties.
I doubt it. We'll have the final results coming up next. And Troy from Urbandale has been patient. We'll hear from Troy. Knockout, fast food giants, one had to go.
Oh, look at this. Burger King, you wear the crown of knocked out. 44% say the king is out.
Man, the king has fallen. Jeez. Good day for Wendy's. Man,
Frosties.
That little red-haired, pigtailed fast food franchise did well in this.
All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Michigan wide receiver Oliver Martin has entered the transfer portal. Martin was a four-star recruit out of Iowa City West. Speculation has Martin heading back home to play for the Hawkeyes.
Right.
While Iowa has some young potential at receiver, this would be a huge get and should be welcomed with open arms. Local kid tried the bright lights, decided it wasn't for him, no harm.
The Hawkeyes have many players from several positions in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Receiver is not one of them. It's understandable Martin would look elsewhere. Any fan who feels jilted should get over it. This could work out well for all involved.
For sure. The three-point line in college basketball is moving back over a foot to the international distance. Mm-hmm. I like the move. Basketball has changed to a shooter's game, not as much inside play. Players launch from that distance anyway. I don't think we'll even notice after a couple games.
I agree. This distance won't phase today's shooters at all. And if it improves pace, unclogs the lane even a little bit, mm-hmm. all the better. I just wish the men's game would go to quarters, too. Get out of the halves.
The Cubs signed former Red Sox closer Craig Kimbrell to a three-year, $43 million deal. Huge move for Chicago. Relief pitching has been the Cubs' kryptonite.
This is a relative steal for the Cubs, John. Kimbrell did not get the deal he wanted, and the Cubs get the closer they need at a relative bargain price and commitment. It's just 3 years.
Yeah, we'll see if it pays off. NASA announced that beginning next year, tourists can visit the International Space Station for $58 million.
That's all.
The ISS can be used for commercial opportunities, marketing, advertising. This seems like something SoundOff should look into.
I agree 100%, John. Arthur Wright and Graphics has already mocked up a few ideas. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a real chance to extend the SoundOff brand into space and SoundOff Nation potentially to other planets and life forms.
Yeah.
Now, what would this cost again to like put an ad, like a sound off ad up there?
Yeah, like $58 million. We go up there, we put it up, we come back $58 million.
So all we need is a budget increase of $58 million.
Yeah.
And we're in space.
Yeah. Instead of Channel 13, we go by Apollo 13.
That name's taken.
No.
All right, we have to work some things out on this. All right, over under, overrated, underrated, overrated in boxing, fitness. I mean. Look at the guy on the left. It didn't matter.
He got knocked out. Underrated. Grit. Look at it. Andy Ruiz Jr. and the dad bod.
Man, he had grit.
We need to lift weights anymore? No.
He had grit. All right. Troy is in Urbandale. Oh, no. Hang on. Oh, no. Hang on, Troy. Hang on. I hear him.
1 minute.
How can he say 1 minute and then take like 45 seconds
yeah, got,
to
so
play
like,
the
what,
bongos? That's
left.
Not fair. Troy in Urbandale, welcome.
Great show, guys. Outstanding feature story, Mr. Soundoff, on Antonio Morales, who with the Des Moines Boxing Club.
Troy, I didn't do the Morales story. That John Sears did that.
Yeah, he said Mr. Soundoff.
with the Des Moines Boxing Club, and he won the National Super Heavyweight Golden Gloves Boxing Championship. Just thought you did an outstanding job with that story, John. And what do you think the future holds for Antonio?
Well, he told me he would love to get into the Olympic trials. This is some video of him, I think, when he was actually 17. We talked to him 4 years ago as well.
Yep.
But he wants to maybe get in Olympic trials, you know, so that's open for him to
Big
do.
Big guy.
Big guy.
Size 18?
6'8", 265, wears size 18 shoe, went to Des Moines Lincoln. He mentioned won the super heavyweight national golden gloves, but Olympic trials, and then he wants to keep fighting. He's still training right now, even after he just won the golden gloves.
Tom in Des Moines, just have a few seconds here for you to get your main point in. Go ahead, Tom.
What a great life Jerry Crawford's lived. This last little experience with him and Nick Nurse, and looking back on all the other things that he's done over his life, the horse racing, all the high-profile law things he's done, Drake play-by-play, just it goes on and on forever.
It does go on and on. Jerry will be happy to hear that. That's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. The Ankeny Hawks celebrate winning another girls' state soccer championship. Congratulations to the Ankeny Hawkettes.
John, just in your mind, picture them celebrating. They got a trophy because they won.
Hawkettes. They beat Waukee.
Speaking of Hawkettes, Eagle Cam. This is the way to exit the show.
Now, is there an eagle perched there on the outer branch?
Yeah.
We have one sleeping and one on the outer branch.
Yep.
The outer one's on lookout for the night.
Looking toward that space station.
Trying to get up there. 58 mil.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.